Yeah, I think we hear about it the most when it comes to livestock because people saw such a spike in beef steak prices at the meat counter, and yet the producers were getting, particularly 18 months ago, just a ridiculously low price. And so you saw these two things move in very different directions. And of course, the reason was that we had a choke point at the middle in the processing arena. And the laws of supply and demand were on both sides were really accruing to the benefit of the packers. That is not the case every year, but it certainly has been the case for the last 3 or 4 years, even pre-pandemic. So people do talk about how do we make that supply chain a little more resilient? How do we add some more processing capacity? And at least in the livestock space, my Butcher Block Act that we passed out of the House here a few weeks ago, we had convinced the administration a year ago that it was the right thing to do, so they have implemented it. It is making, $500 million available to small and regional processors for them to expand their operations or break into the business new. That's going to create a lot more shackle space outside of the Big Four. That is going to help.